views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Listening to the Psychic Professors Show, the Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes. This hit call-in show will answer any questions you have about spiritual communication through on-air readings and spirit artistry. Get ready to receive breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten your life. To say this show is educational is an understatement. Dr. Susan is the medium through which spirit communication occurs and fills the canvas of your life.
Everyone, I'm Dr. Susan Barnes, and you're listening to the Psychic Professor's Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience the voices of spirit. Each week on the Psychic Professor's Show, we will have some of the most knowledgeable spiritual voices helping you to answer your questions. And today, my guest is Joe Higgins, and he is a medium and an author, and I'm sure a wonderful person as well. So I'm going to welcome him into the show. Welcome, Joe.
Hi, Susan. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. And I just wanted people to know that we will be taking calls if anyone wants to call in. The phone number is 800-930-2819. So you can talk to either Joe or myself. And we'll later on, we'll give you some information on how you can get in touch with all of us. Now, Joe, I think first we have to tell our audience that we met through the Afterlife Conference, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. And why don't you tell me a little bit about what you've done with them so far?
Well, I did a presentation 2 years ago at the symposium, and it's fantastic. You're going to have a great time because you meet some wonderful people. And my particular presentation was on how people receive signs and how it's much more mainstream now. And people loved it because, you know, everyone can basically tell a story about, you know, either themselves or someone they know about getting a sign from a loved one that's passed over. But I had the opportunity to meet these wonderful people out there. And so I've been in contact with them for the last couple of years. And we're looking at working on different projects that we're still kind of figuring out where we'd like to go with it. But I really look forward to going this year because from what I just heard, it's sold out. And it's going to be, I think, 33 presenters. And there's always something to learn there. And the networking is just, it's just so much fun.
Oh, it sounds it. I'm just really excited. And I've already met so many wonderful people through the internet that I'm looking forward to meeting you and everyone else in person. And this year, you were putting together a book for them?
Yeah, I wanted to do something to help out with, some of the organization of it and things like that. And I happened to be talking to a couple of people, and they brought up the idea, you know, it'd be great. We talked about the networking, how great it is. So then we came up with an idea. I said, maybe I should interview people and find out what their specialties are or their interests. And then we can, show it to other people. And then we came to the conclusion, let's do a book. So we're doing a book of the presenters and attendees, whoever wants to be in that particular book. And there'll be a second book that'll be ongoing from the organization where people can tap in and find out, you know, who's doing research on what are these particular people working on these days, and if someone has a particular interest, you'll have contact information for to be able to contact them and either learn or to add some more information. So it's the book's basically just a networking book, but it tells about people that are going to be there, which is fantastic because there's a lot of people out there doing a lot of great stuff, and they just kind of go under the radar, and no one really has a chance to know about them.
Oh, no. I mean, that's very, very true. And it is. Everybody is getting together. There's mediums and researchers and all kinds of people that are going to EVP and all of that. So it's going to be very, very exciting. Now, why don't you tell me a little bit about you as a medium?
Well, ever since I was a child, I've always had a connection with spirit. And it kind of started out as being clairsentient, meaning I could feel presence with me. And then as I got older, I developed a little bit more into the classic mediumistic abilities of clairvoyant, being able to see and hear and to actually connect and develop my mediumship to the point where, you know, I can tell who the loved one is on the other side. But it's been, you know, a lifelong project, and with a lot of people that have early abilities, we kind of turn them off during the middle part. I don't know, you know, when you start this, your jobs, getting married and starting families, a lot of people just don't have time for it, or they put it to the side and stuff. But I started getting back into it a little bit later in my life to realize this is my path and that I really wanted to develop it. And I'm glad I did, because this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Now, tell us, where do you work?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I have no idea where you're located. Where are you located?
Oh, I'm located in Massachusetts, southeastern Massachusetts.
Okay. See, you never know with the internet where people are.
Oh, I know. And when I go out to Arizona, you know, people always love my accent. They're always like, oh, you know, you're from Boston or New York or something. And so they get a kick out of it. But on the internet, you're right. You have people all over the world.
Well, you know, I noticed with your accent that you did have an East Coast accent. So I was going to say, are you from the East Coast? but yeah, because I never know, because so many of the people are from out west in the group.
Yes.
Or it seems to me that a lot of the mediums are located Midwest to Western areas. And it's interesting that the mediums on the East Coast seem to be a little bit different. So anyway, great. So you've worked on the East Coast in Massachusetts. I know a lot of mediums from Massachusetts.
Yeah, I mean, they've always had there's a lot in this area, and I think it's because there's still a lot of active spiritualism churches. So you see people that are more active in that, in those organizations, and then that kind of filters out into the population. So, when it's, you know, the states are closer together, so there's overlap, so you have a tendency to run into people at different conferences and stuff like that.
Oh, yes, because I know, like, some of the people from Connecticut will serve in Massachusetts churches and back and forth,
right,
and things like that. And there are quite a few churches in that area, unlike the rest of the country. So there is an opportunity for people to develop their mediumship skills much more so in your area than other places in the country.
That's right. That's, you know, because a lot of these churches are some of the original churches, you know, going back over 100 years. And then, you know, they belong to different organizations, national ones, and sometimes they split off. But, you know, they're still doing the, the development circles and things like that. So people have that opportunity. And, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Maine, you know, New York, obviously, you know, and up in Lilydale and stuff, they're very active areas.
Yes, they are. They are. And that's partially because the churches are here, which is good. And so that's great. So most of your clients, do you see most of your clients face-to-face, or are you working online with people?
It seemed like in the last few years, it's either through Skype or it's on the phone. And a lot of them are outside the area. I mean, obviously, if someone's in the area, I always like to do it, you know, face-to-face. But it's on the phone, or like I said, or by Skype, which is nice too, because you get to see the people. And and I always like to talk to them when I'm, you know, either a little bit before, but mostly afterwards, you know, just to kind of go over things and explain. A lot of times they have questions, and just so that they feel comfortable.
Yeah, that's very, very important. Now, which way do you like doing? Do you like reading more on the phone or reading more in person?
You know, when I first started and practiced, you know, I would take anything. You know what I mean? It's like when you when you really get going and you're really trying to perfect your trade, as they say, you know, some people are like, oh, you can't do it over the phone. It has to be in person. But and I'm like, I tried everything. So it's the same. It's not the same, but it is the same, if that makes any sense. I can still pick up just as well if someone's in California or Malaysia as if, you know, they're sitting across from me.
Yeah, no, I guess it's just that some people like the telephone because they can concentrate more and they're not distracted by gestures and things that people are doing. But anyway, right. Yeah.
It depends on how comfortable the person that's getting the reading is too. Some of them would rather do it by the phone and others would rather do it. But you're right. I mean, the main thing is, and they both have their ups and downs too. Sometimes you can be doing a phone reading or connection, and then there are other people around the person you're talking to, and you start picking up things from their relatives, and you're not, you know, instead of being a one-on-one, it's like a one-on-six. And so that can throw things off, and other distractions and dogs and stuff. So, I mean, they all have their, you know, they all have their different ways, but it's fun to work with either way.
Yeah, but I think the important point is, especially because I do a lot of work on the internet, the important point is that spirit can always get through no matter what medium you're communicating with. And with that, we are about to take a break, and you're listening to the Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes. And yes, we're going to take a great break, and when we come back, we're going to ask Joe about the books that he's written and how to get in touch with him. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Now you can be a part of one of the most powerful programs to help create a more joyful, loving, abundant, and peaceful world. Every day at 12 noon in any time zone, join millions of other people around the world to spend a few minutes in joy, love, and gratitude. Brought to you by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. Together, we can raise the vibration of the planet. For more information, visit globalmomentofjoy.com.
Have you ever said to a friend, I am trying to be less stressed. I am hoping to meet someone special. Or how about, I am working on getting a job I love. Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show, Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Words like hoping, wanting, and trying may seem innocent. However, they carry with them emotional weight that actually blocks energy. Next time you start to say these words, say instead, I am becoming less stressed. I am looking forward to meeting someone special. I am pursuing a job I love. While your brain may resist, note how your body physically feels as possibility of success suddenly appears. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit thelightedones.com.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit cambokiss.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
We're back on the Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes. But before we continue, I'd like everybody to know two things. First, our phone number is 800-930-8219. This show is sponsored by the Spirit Art Gallery. And second, I want Joe to tell us how people can get in touch with him if they'd like to get a reading.
Well, the easiest way is for people to just go to my website. It's joehiggins.com. And they can contact me if they have some questions, or they can sign up for a reading, or they can get access to my books. So that's the easiest, joehiggins.com.
Great. Thank you very much. And yes, now that you've mentioned your books, what, you've written four and the fifth is on its way?
That's correct.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your books?
Well, the first book I wrote is called Hello, Anyone Home? And it's basically, it teaches people how the process of signs are given by our loved ones on the other side. And so I kind of walk through the different steps, explaining how the certain procedures work and the reasons you get signs and why people don't get signs. And and there's some stories throughout the book of people getting signs and relating into it, because there's supposedly like 80 million people, Americans or something, believe they have gotten a sign from a loved one. So it's nice to share these stories with each other so people don't think that they're alone in receiving this and that they think they're going crazy or something. It's shared by millions of other Americans that they've had common experiences. So that's the reason why I wrote that book. The book after that, I was contacted to write it specifically by this particular company, Amos Media, and that's the Everything Guide to Evidence of the Afterlife. And they wanted something a little bit more scientific, you know, just stating the facts, ma'am, as they like to say. And so we put something together on that, and we talked about some scientific things with quantum physics and, you know, near-death experiences and some of the medical research they've done. So that's a little bit more straightforward on the scientific level. Then I did a little bit more serious book after that. It was actually the book I'm writing now had been started, but I stopped because I was just had a calling to write the following book, and that's called Always Connected for Veterans, Deceased Vets Give Guidance from the Other Side. And I wanted to write a book to help veterans that were still being killed in Afghanistan, and it seemed like the war was going on and on and on. And I decided to see if I could get some help from the other side, to see if we could help some of the vets here coming home, post-traumatic stress, and some other, you know, serious things affecting their families. So I decided to write that book. And I just love that book. Every time I reread it, I get something new out of it. And then the book after that, I went back to something a little bit more lighter. And it's called I Got Your Message. And this is about understanding signs from our deceased loved ones also. And it goes into a little bit more depth about signs such as group signs, witness more than one person, and there's a reason for that. And there's some more stories in there too, so people can relate. And, you know, how do you know if it's an authentic sign? You know, we cover certain things like that, and what's not a sign, and, you know, everything about signs. So then after that one, and I haven't done one in a couple of years, so I am going back to this book that I originally started a few years ago. And this new one's called Always Connected for Those Who Have Lost Children. Children Give Signs and Insights from Heaven. So in this particular book, we'll be dealing with a lot of the questions that parents or anyone that fostered a child. It could be a grandparent. It could be, you know, any loved one that took care of a child. Child doesn't have to be an infant or a toddler. Child could be 21, 25, could be 55, you know, if the mom's still 68 or something. And we'll have some stories in there about people that have gotten signs from their children. But what I really wanted to do is answer some of the questions that people have about why. Why do these beautiful people, the beautiful children, leave the earth plane so early, or is it early? And so there's a lot of really difficult questions. There's some questions about suicide. So I answered a lot of the things that a lot of people don't want to talk about in this new upcoming book, because it needs to get out there so people can deal with the situations a little bit easier, and maybe we can bring some peace and relieve some of their suffering, even a little bit, by having maybe some answers or have a different perspective and some insights into the whole reason and the whole experience of losing someone before their time. So that's what we're working on now, and hopefully it'll be done in the fall, which is hopefully in the next 4 to 6 weeks.
That's wonderful. I mean, these are all topics that are very important ones. And I'm going to say to you, all the works you've done about how all the signs that that people from the other side give us, I think it's really important to talk about that, because I just had an interesting situation where a gentleman was doing things like dropping stuff and cutting himself and doing negative types of things, and he thought it was a sign from his ex, from his wife in spirit. And I was like, no, that's not a sign from your wife in spirit, because they don't do negative things, they only do positive things. So it turned out that he learned to understand that it wasn't her, it was just him being
right.
Awkward.
Well, I think that's a great example about, you know, getting this information out to show how certain things progress and how certain things work. Because a lot of times people, they learn this information from a friend of a friend of a friend, and a lot of times it gets kind of murky. So people might, you know, overanalyze something and try to make it fit as a sign when it's really not. So, you know, I try to educate people, you know, the best way, set your intentions and let it go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people are like, oh, I want a sign, but don't give me a sign next week, Mom, because I'm going to Orlando with the kids. So maybe the week, you know what I mean? They start putting, you know, restrictions on when they ask for a sign. And I'm like, no, you have to just let it go and let spirit will find the right time and the place. They'll do their job, but you just have to kind of let it go. But some little tips like that and stuff that I put in the books that people can use in real life, and it's practical. So I'd like to be practical in all my books.
No, but that's really important, because and it's good to know that you come out of a spiritualist background, because so many of these people that I've met don't, and they don't understand certain aspects of natural law, and they have to if they're going to be doing this kind of work. Otherwise, you can get yourself into trouble.
Right. It's nice to have a nice foundation and a framework when you go into this type of study and work, because for a lot of people, they have a tendency, they can go off into left field, not necessarily, by accidents most times. And then they kind of, things get corrupted a little bit, and it just makes things more difficult. So it's always nice to have, you know, structure. And I know, like, you'll be teaching out in the symposium in Arizona in a couple of weeks about setting up circles and development and things like that. So you'll be giving practical, really good advice and teaching how to do it correctly. And I think that's going to be great that you're going to be doing that, because, do it the right way. There's less chances of murking things up, as they say.
Yes, and what's been interesting is that, of course, with me, because I am an academic and a researcher, I've gone back to the 1800s and the authors from the 1800s and the 1920s and 30s, and have looked at what they've had to say about putting together circles, and it's pretty much the same advice then as it is now. It's amazing how things do change but don't change as quickly in the world of spirit.
You know, what's very interesting, too, is a lot of those people back at that time period, they were very well educated. They came from, you know, educational backgrounds, professionals, and a lot of the information they put down in their books and stuff, like you said, it's still valid today. It just wasn't like, you know, writing fiction or something like that. I'm sure some of that was out there, but there's a lot of books written by very, very, like I said, educationally professional men and women that really add to the whole aspect of the afterlife. And it's still prominent today.
Yes, and the interesting thing is that I have a couple of recommendations that I will be bringing recommendations and web references and things for people, because a lot of these spiritual books you can actually get on the internet for free. So if you know where to go and where to look, you can find this information fairly easily. I'm assuming you
That's
do some of your research off the internet?
Not really. I mean, I have, since I took the Morris Pratt, which is part of a pastoral spiritualism classes and instruction, I've read a lot about the whole paranormal or afterlife genre from the grassroots up. So I kind of know I have a good foundation in that, so I really don't have to do much research. I basically kind of just go with spirit and decide, you know, if I want to work on a particular project, what comes to me, and then just do it that way. When I write my books, especially the veterans book and the children's book, I like to do it pretty much in isolation. I don't like to have any influence from other people when I'm writing it. And they told me that too. That's one of the reasons why they want me to do it, is because they don't want, you know, any perspective that actually has some experience in it.
Yeah.
So,
well, hold that thought sure. for a minute, because I do want to talk about spirit guidance, because we have to take another break. And you can call us at 800-930-2819 if you have any questions. So we'll be back with Joe in a few minutes.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seat belts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi there, this is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio. If you've listened to the show, you know I talk a lot about listening to your body. Here's the deal. Listening to your body takes quieting your mind, and I want to teach you how. Actually, we're going to start right now. Take a deep breath, a truly deep breath, all the way to the top of your inhale, and then exhaling to the very bottom of your belly. Breathing, feeding your body the oxygen and fuel it needs. This is the first step in listening to your body. There's more, but it's so easy. I want to share a quick meditation with you to help you instantly reconnect with yourself and listen to your body. Simply go to audreymichelle.com/tips and download it for free today. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled michelle.com/tips.
Are you struggling in a relationship and deeply craving some tools and support to get things back on track? Do you crave having a loving, compassionate relationship with Mr. Right, but always seem to pick Mr. Wrong? Well, Sarah Luce can help. She's created a 4-week online course starting September 28th that will teach you how to shift your energy and behavior to have new transformative outcomes. And you're going to get a personal one-on-one session with Sarah to ensure you get powerful personal results. Sign up today at saraluce.com.
And we're back on the Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes. My guest today is Joe Higgins, and we are open for phone calls at 800-930-2819. And Joe and I have been talking about spiritualism, and this is a big part of the afterlife group because spiritualism does communicate with spirits on the other side. And Joe, do you have any thoughts on good ways to learn about mediumship and spiritualism?
I think, you know, we've been pretty lucky. We had mentioned before about a lot of the spiritualism churches in my particular area, and they're all over the country. And they're a great resource if people just kind of want to, you know, put the toe in the water to kind of find out about mediumship, about witnessing it. Maybe joining a circle and doing development, or any types of, doesn't necessarily have to be mediumship. It could be some healing, hands-on healing, and things like that. So it's a nice place to get information from, and to, you know, get an experience with like-minded people. The first time I went into a spiritualist church, I was like, oh my God, I felt like home. I'm like, this is perfect. And I'm like, all these people are like normal, because, you know, we always have this idea that, you know, with the spirituals and stuff, it's all like woo-woo stuff, and they're all walking around with capes and stuff, and it's not like that. They were like, you know, they were having a cookout. It's just regular people doing their thing, and I think it's a lot more open now than it was probably, you know, 50 years ago or something like that, and so people just take advantage of it. Find out if there's a local, you know, organization in your community, and I'm sure you can find it online, and if you just want to check out about certain things, go to one of their services and talk to a few people, and you might learn something.
Yes, and I did want to mention that you did study with the Morris Pratt Program, and that is part of the National Association of Spiritualist Churches, NSAC, and people can find out information about their churches and their events by looking up the NSAC. Their headquarters are here in Lilydale, New York. For people who can't get to a spiritualist church, there's always the Spiritualist National Union International that has church services online at www.snui.org. But anyway, Joe, why don't you give us your contact information one more time, please?
People can reach me through my website, which is joehiggins.com. And on there, they can find out about my books or reading, or if they want to contact me with any questions or something, that's the easiest way.
Yes, and I have to say that going back to your books, the connecting with the veterans, I think, is a very important piece of work. And I know that there are some other afterlife researchers that are doing that work as well. So I know that it can be a real healing process for people. And I think the healing part of spiritualism sometimes gets neglected. What do you think?
I agree. I think you're right. I think a lot of times people think of afterlife communications and things like that as all, you know, it's the show and the lights, you know, but the basic of all of it is healing. It's just different modalities. I mean, you know, you can heal through mediumship and relieve some suffering and bring comfort to people, but you can also do it through energy healing, and they work with, you know, healing from the other side. It's all around us. So there are different modalities there that you can bring healing to yourself and to others. And so there's many roads to relieving suffering and bringing peace. And the mediumship is just one of them, one particular one.
That's very true. It isn't not the only way. And that brings me back to the thought of your book about working with parents who've lost children, because that work is so important and so healing for so many people that this has happened to.
Yeah, what I'm trying to do is, when I write these particular books with a difficult subject, is I try to simplify it as much as possible. I don't want to go over people's heads, because what happens is they put the book down and they don't have the resource to help them. So we try to get it, you know, in layman's terms, as we say. So if I can understand it, other people can understand it. So that's what I tell my guides, you know, just make sure I understand it, and then other people will be able to use it, because I like to put practical things in there. I like to put in some healing. There's always a chapter on healing practices that you can do, and they're tips that people can use in their everyday lives. So it's not only an informational book, an explanation, but also has practical tips that people can incorporate in their daily lives. In that way, it's a usable book, and it's ongoing.
Yes, that's very, very important. But you just mentioned a topic that I wanted to pursue a little bit further. Spirit communication. I mean, how much does the spirit influence your writing on the books?
It depends on the subject. If it's on a subject like the veterans book or the children's book, a lot, most of it. I'm sorry, what?
Go ahead.
Like in the veterans book, I wanted to write something that the veterans could actually really take to heart. And that, you know, the veterans listen to veterans, number one, because they have that bond. So I thought that by me tapping into veterans who had already passed over, they could connect that bond with the living veterans here much more easier than if I said it, or if someone, you know, someone else on this plane said it that wasn't a veteran. So that was my idea, and it worked great, because I had veterans come through, individual veterans that told stories about their time in war zones, and gave some advice and insight to some of the veterans struggling today. I also had a whole series of veterans that helped me work on the book on the other side, and we had one spokesperson. And I asked, like, I don't know, it was 20, 30, 40 questions, and they gave me the information for those particular answers. And we talk about suicide. We talk about families that are how people forget about them. You know, if a soldier comes back and has post-traumatic stress, the families are also having post-traumatic stress. Even when the soldiers are, the families still suffer, which I thought was interesting. And then we asked some of the, you know, really tough questions, like people ask, will I go to hell if I killed someone in a war situation? How do civilians deal with living in a war zone? So I wanted to hit a lot of the heavy questions, POWs, MIAs, the whole nine yards. So a whole group worked with me to come through and give some insight on some of these difficult questions. And there was some levity there. Oh, my God, some of the vets that came through, the stories were hysterical. And they can relate, because the people, the veterans here can relate to it, because things happen that are funny in stressful situations. I mean, I think we can all relate to that. But some of their stories is very interesting. And it seems like the book hits even different eras. People can be from World War II, or Vietnam War, or the current wars. It's all, you know, it kind of fits all all those different type of situations. Plus, they said in the beginning of the book that a lot of this information can be used for future veterans that go through future conflicts. So it's
yes,
a pretty comprehensive guide.
Sounds good. I just want to clarify one thing. When you say that you're working with the groups of veterans, these are veterans in spirit. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That's correct. So you are bringing through the veterans from spirit, and they're telling you their stories, and you're able to write them down. But it's interesting that you said that some of them are very funny, because spirit does like humor. Spirit likes humor, and they like laughter, very much so.
Because they realize that laughter is one of the tools we brought with us here, and we underutilize it because it's a naturally healing, you know, tool that we have to relieve stress and all sorts of great things. And they have some great stories, and I'm glad they did come through with it because they gave, you know, certain tips from one vet to another vet, you know, like a brotherhood vet to another one. And they kind of jazz each other, you know what I mean? They tell stories about each other, and they were laughing among themselves on the other side, which I thought was pretty good. And one quick little story that they had told, there was that one of the guys was, I guess he was driving a tank or something, and they were out practicing or something, and they took it out in a field, and the guy who was driving and stuff, he hit a tree. It was the only tree in the field, and that was their story. They were cracking up. It's like, are you kidding me? We're in this, you know, this giant field of like 30 acres or something like that, and there's only one tree, and you got to hit it. So they were busting each other on that, which was pretty good. And so it was important to bring the personal stories through as well as the general concepts. The general concepts came from a highest perspective, and because, you know, there's some really serious subjects there, especially like the suicides and stuff.
Yeah, well, I would imagine that these vets were coming through with the assistance of spirit guides, helpers, and teachers to bring this information through to us.
Yeah, it's because, and they meet, you know, they have a whole, they want to do another book. They have a whole group of people on the other side that help the vets while they're here and also when they transition. So
well,
it's good to know.
That is very good to know, and we're about to take another break. If you'd like to call us, the number is 800-930-2819, and we will be back in a moment.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Do you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA Psychic, invites you on this journey for this live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life,
Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Sue Storm.
Sue Storm.
TheAngelLady.net.
TheAngelLady.net.
Live your magnificence, for the love of joy is a precious gift offered to us by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. He takes us on an incredible 30-day adventure to expand our minds and hearts with the nectar of life, love, and joy. This book will help you bring more joy, love, health, abundance, adventure, romance, and magnificence into your life.
On the Psychic Professor's Show, and we are brought to you by the Spirit Art Gallery, so you can look us up at www.spiritartgallery.net. And I'm talking to Joe Higgins, and we're talking about the Afterlife Conference, which is coming up in 2 weeks. And Joe, what are some of the workshops you want to go to?
I want to go to all of them, but I can't, because a lot of them are on the same time. But some of the ones I want to check out, I want to check out Greg Hogan's Self-Guided Afterlife Connection, because that's something they've been working on for a while, and people can incorporate that and make the connection themselves. So I'm really interested in that, so that I can possibly, you know, teach other people, show them how it works. There's a couple other ones I want to check out. I want to check out after-death contracts and pre-birth planning. I think that's fascinating. A whole, you know, like a lot of times we set our expectations and experiences before we come here, and how they play out. And I'm kind of interested in that. And there's a gentleman, too, that has a lot of experience with out-of-body experiences. And not only does he have out-of-body experiences, which I've had a few, but he actually interviews people when he has these out-of-body experiences. So he is meeting other people in a different dimension, and not just interacting with them, but like interviewing and asking them questions and coming back, and he's going to tell us some of the things he's learned. So I thought that was fascinating. So... and it's like three or four other ones, and then some of the networking workshops I'll be poking my head into, I'm sure.
Yeah, I see that in addition to running workshops, they also have some special interest group meetings that, yes, I'll definitely be going to the physical mediumship special interest group, and I will be talking on mediumship. And I'll be talking on physical circles and physical development, and of course doing my little workshop on how to put together a physical circle. So it's going to be a really busy couple of days.
Yeah, and I love that special interest group, because you really get to spend some time networking and talking with other people that have similar interests in what they're working on, and share your contact information. Because sometimes when you're sitting in on one of these presentations, you don't really have time to interact with some of the people you're with there. So it's nice that they kind of, you know, blotted out time for these special interest groups, that we can go in there for 45 minutes or something and really do some interaction, which is great. I like how they set that up this year.
And, you know, I also wanted to tell people that we also do have some discussion boards on Facebook and different places that we've started from the conference for people who can't attend, who are interested in the topic and want to be able to communicate with like-minded people. And I'm sure you're on the list as well.
And, you know, we should remind people, too, that the website for the Afterlife is theafterlifestudies.org. If they go there, they can get a lot of background of upcoming symposiums for next year. And because I think they're having one for parents who have lost children, and I think there's another one somewhere in New Orleans and stuff. So it's always good to keep updated. You know, if they want to get this website and write it down or keep it bookmarked, they can always find upcoming things that are happening and what's going to happen next year. You know, at this particular location in Scottsdale, they'll be having another one next year. So that's the afterlifestudies.org, www. So they can get information that way too. So there's a lot of good information out there. There's a lot of people working on a lot of different research. And I think it's important in this day and age for people to realize that there's real professional work being done and real studies. And it's just one more piece to the puzzle to, really legitimize the whole research and study of the afterlife. It's not like it was 30 or 40 years ago. They're doing a lot of real deal stuff, which is so much fun.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't ghost hunters.
Right, exactly.
A lot of these people, which is what my attraction to it was, are academic, are researchers, are scientists, are people that are serious about looking into the afterlife and understanding it, both practically, philosophically, and from any perspective that we can learn. So that's really exciting.
Well, that's the great thing about it. You get it literally from like soup to nuts. So you can have the philosophical discussions, you can have the spiritualist discussions, the scientific, and then the practical stuff that you can incorporate in your everyday life, to help people and help yourself. So that's what I like. It's get the whole thing there.
Yeah, and I think that the practical is so important. I mean, it really bothers me that so many people think that mediums are fortune tellers or going to tell your future, or they don't realize the healing power of going to a medium and being able to connect with your loved one in spirit.
Oh, just before, we did this show, I noticed on Facebook, there's an article in the Providence Journal today on a local police chief who had lost his brother to suicide, and he recommends to people to visit a medium if they need certain counseling or certain things like that, which was amazing because there's a man of authority and recommending, the use of a qualified medium in helping in their grief, which I thought was very fascinating to put himself out like that. And
Usually they don't. Now I have to ask you one quick question because we only have 2 minutes left. With the vets that came through in your groups, did you ever put any of them together with their parents?
It's interesting because actually one vet that committed suicide, his mother died of breast cancer 2 years later, and she came through, which is a wonderful story because I got the perspective from a mother that was alive that lost her son. And then when the mother went to the other side, she could see the son's perspective while he was here. And it's a real wonderful story about the blending of the two of them.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's the first time I've ever experienced something like that, but it was a great, great perspective. And basically, with any type of suicide like that, they just don't have the tools, and their perspective is cloudy. So they really don't have all the tools to work with on this side. But, those veterans and stuff like that, it's a one-on-one connection, and if they want to contact me, that's fine, but I don't really want to pry into that.
Okay. But, no, I can understand that.
We'll see how it plays out.
Now, which book is
we're
in?
Working, that's in the book Always Connected for Veterans, Deceased Vets Give Guidance from the Other Side. And all these books you can find under Joe Higgins, too, on Amazon. So they can go on there and find them. And we're working on a workshop for veterans based on that book, too.
Oh, that's wonderful.
A clinical workshop.
Well, I have to thank you so much, Joe, because this has been very informative for me. And I think that the work you're doing is very exciting. And it's very healing for a lot of people, for vets and for parents who've lost their kids. These are all things that need to be addressed. And the more we understand them, the more we can help people heal. So I encourage you all to go out and check Joe's books. And I thank you for being my guest today.
Well, thank you so much, Susan. I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yes, I'll see you in a couple of weeks. I look forward to it. So, yes, the Afterlife Conference is in 2 weeks. I'll be there. Come up and say hello. This is the Psychic Professor's Show. It's sponsored by the Spirit Art Gallery at www.spiritartgallery.net. And thank you for listening, and I'll be back again next week with spirit artist Deb Stanton. So, goodbye.
You've been listening to the Psychic Professor's Show with Dr. Susan Barnes, the Voices of Spirit Radio. Dr. Barnes' deep knowledge of spiritual issues provides an hour of lively talk and discussion about everything from historical facts to transcommunication. To download this show or any past shows, or to learn more about Dr. Susan and her spirit-inspired art, visit spiritartgallery.net.